Hey friends, welcome to the Next Step Leadership Podcast, a conversation dedicated to helping you make your next step your best step. I'm Tracy Reynolds, and my partner for the Next Step journey is Chris Maxwell. Together we hope to inspire, assist, and create the confidence you need to take your next step in your personal growth, spiritual growth, vocation, or even your calling. Thanks for joining us. Well, come on, let's dive into this week's episode of Next Step Leadership.
Hey, welcome again to Next Step Leadership Podcast. Thank you for taking time. So whatever you're doing right now, maybe driving down the road, maybe you're just taking a walk, exercising, just relaxing and listening in. Tracy Reynolds and I thank you for taking time to do this. And we don't want to waste the time. We want this time to be important. And we believe that the stories that you will hear today will remind you that the way you spend time can influence the way many other people spend much of their time.
That's right.
And Tracy, our guest today, can talk to us about ways to let that become a positive experience.
Absolutely, Chris. We're taking the second opportunity to interview Steve Spillman, who's the True Potential Publishing guru, a dear friend. In all candor, I appreciate the way he guided me personally through publishing a book. And Chris, you have 8 published with him, working on a 9th one. But it's not about that. If you know Steve for a minute, you realize he's about much more than publishing. So we are so pleased to have you with us, Steve. So welcome back to Next Step Leadership, Steve Spillman.
Thank you again, guys. It has been a pleasure. The first episode was such a pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to kind of getting into some nuts and bolts in this episode.
Let's go there. Off mic, we were talking about some of the things that are happening and some insights that you have around not just publishing, but just getting the message, the stories out there. So, man, just take us down some of those paths, buddy.
Okay. Let's start. For of course, I'm going to be a little prejudiced here, but let's start with 2 great books I'd recommend from these 2 guys right here. One, Equilibrium, by Chris Maxwell. And Chris, you know, this is Equilibrium is your 11th book, and it's not me saying this. It's not just me saying this, but a lot of people that know you say that this is your best book. Mm. And that's not saying your other books weren't great, but it's saying that this one touched them. It was applicable to them. They could digest it and get something from it. And that's what we're going for. You know, that's really the goal of a book. It's not to publish a book. It's to leave something with that reader that enhances their lives, that they actually take into them and digest and apply to their lives. And Tracy, your book, Second Chair Leadership, everybody's looking for the spotlight. We talked about that earlier, and everybody's looking for the spotlight. You know, I want to be number one, and I want to win the championship. I want to be the guy on the stage, and you bring home the importance of being second chair by being the guy that supports the guy, and that is so profound and so important. And it's a lot more applicable to all of us than it is trying to be the first guy.
True.
Because most of us, 99% of us, are second chair or third chair. So thank you guys both for that. Both Amazon bestsellers, by the way. So you 2 guys are very humble, and you wouldn't say it, but for you, I'm not humble. So thank you. Congratulations, you guys, on
thank
both
you.
Of this.
Yeah, we thank you and appreciate you including us and also challenging us really write, but to focus and to get encouraging words and hopeful words and creative ideas to other people. And because I'm telling you, Steve, people are desperate for those kind of stories. We're bombarded with the negative, with the harmful, with that is hurtful. Mm-hmm. But that's hopeful, that's encouraging, that brings healing, and we are desperate for those words.
Here's a good piece of advice for your readers. Your listeners, is if you think you don't have time to read, turn off 30 minutes of national news every day and pick up a book like these And that will make your world so much better and so much more positive. And it's 30 minutes you're spending anyway on, mm-hmm. on news that, you know, in the end isn't going to do anything for you. So just a quick tip on it. If you don't think you have time to read, turn off the television for 30 mm-hmm. minutes and you'll find that your life is helped in a profound way. If you guys want to talk about books and what books are
and what they're not. That would be good, Steve.
Okay. Here's a little piece of history that we didn't cover in the first episode. When I started the publishing company back in 2004, 2005, things led to me starting a media company in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a year or two after I started the publishing company, because I had to work with media people for some of my biggest authors and biggest clients. And the media people out there, when I say media, I'm talking about internet, advertising, television, radio. That's the kind of stuff we think of as media. And so kind of by demand, I was asked to start a media company because we were so unsuccessful at hiring a successful media company. So I had the media company in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I had the publishing company in Greenville, South Carolina, and we ran both. And my wife, Elaine, is the accountant for both companies. And it was driving her nuts because we had two sets of accounting. We had the media company and we had the publishing company. And other than that, as I ran both companies, I began to realize that one company was about media. One company was about the internet, about websites, about all that kind of stuff. And the other company was about books. And I began to realize that I was doing the same thing. I was fulfilling the same mission in both companies. And I came to realize that books are not about paper and ink. Books are about stewardship of a message. Mm. And media was not about commercials and websites. It was about the stewardship of a message. Mm. And when I realized that, I was told a very thankful wife, "Hey, I'm merging the companies together. We're only going to have one set of books."
and she said,
"My job." she said, "My bless her heart. She is such a faithful, patient woman." She said, "Thank you very, very much." And she delightfully merged everything into one. But when I realized that I wasn't in the book business, that I was in the stewardship of the story mm-hmm. business,
I love that.
Then my life got so much simpler, and the real mission got so much more successful. So when we talk about books, the book is the medium, and publishing has so much to do with getting the book right, getting the editing right, getting the look right, getting the cover right, getting the distribution right. So much to do with all that, getting the presentation right. But that's just like a house. That's just like the foundation stones. It's not the house. Mm. The house is, now that we have this medium, we have this package that carries the story, how do we share this package with the world? And so the book is just a package. Just like Tracy, we did your book on audiobook. That's mm-hmm. a package. Ebooks are a package. You know, the ways we tell our stories are a package. And when I realized that publishing wasn't about the medium, it was about how do we package this story in whatever form, and how do we share it with the world? And so for us, one of the kind of things I think is unique about our company is that we just start the relationship with the book. The relationship carries on because the real mission is sharing that message with the world. Mm. And so a lot of new authors that we deal with, they think they're done when the book comes out. And they've only just begun when the book comes out. Because the message, the mission is to share the message. The mission isn't to produce a piece of bound paper. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And it puts a lot of pressure on the writer, you know, because it's just difficult. And I've had to grasp it. You and I have had so many conversations over the last couple of decades. It's like, okay, this is not easy, but it's right. Mm. And if we view it as all part of one big picture, instead of 30 different roles then it makes more sense. You know, these are just ways for us to be able to continue telling the story.
That's right.
Yeah, but it is. You're right, Steve, and Tracy and I talk about it. And so many writers that contact me, they want me to edit their books or those books that I've helped edit. And people will say, you know, I'm glad I'm finished. I'm like, you're just starting.
Yeah. All of our books, of course, you know, get into distribution worldwide. And of course, the big gorilla is Amazon. So they get onto Amazon. And so many authors think, oh, my book's on Amazon. I'm done. My book is on Amazon. Now the whole world can see it. In a way, that's true. If you go to the beach and there's a grain of sand on Myrtle Beach, you can say, that grain of sand can say, ah, I'm on Myrtle Beach. Now the world can see me. Well, you and 100 billion other grains of sand are on Myrtle Beach. And so the challenge, after you've got the book in a digestible format, in a package, if you will, for your reader, the challenge is what we call discoverability. And that what that means is you're a speck of sand on the seashore. And congratulations, you know, before you weren't even a speck of sand. So congratulations on that. But the challenge is not to be on Amazon. The challenge isn't to be out there in the, you know, on the internet and on the online and brick and mortar bookstores. The challenge is to reach those people that your message was meant for. And so we spend more time and more effort on how do we get the people that this message was meant for, how do we get them to discover it? And so to me, that's the real challenge. All the making of the book is the baptism. And it's like it's like the Christian life. It's like, you know, the baptism was for a reason. Now go out.
That's so good, Steve. I resonate with that. And it's good to be reminded of that, frankly, as an author at this point. I see podcasting the same way. It's all about the message. Chris and I will ask people to subscribe to the podcast or to tell a friend, but it really is that simple. It's just trying to, again, get the message in the intended destination, in the ears, in the head, in the heart, in the life. And we want it to be helpful help. And if your heart's right to start with, then it really becomes an adventure of sorts, you know, and it never ends. Chris well knows that, but I appreciate the reminder that this is about the message. This is about the potential life transformation, the potential of getting something helpful in the hands of someone else.
Yeah. And podcast, by the way, guys, I really see his podcast as a gift from God as a publisher, as an author, and as a reader. Because when I talk about discoverability, podcast is such a wonderful format. First of all, it's so democratic. It's open to anybody. Anybody can make a podcast. Anybody can listen to a podcast. But a podcast is the perfect medium for people to discover new things, to discover new ideas, to discover new people. We were talking at the break about a guy that I supposedly knew that I never really met, and I learned so much about the guy from your podcast. So for me, the way I discover books outside of my business is I listen to podcasts, and I discover so much for podcasts. So to me, podcasts are just such a natural enhancement, such a natural blessing to help that discoverability, to help people discover messages that they don't know about, but they find out they resonate with.
And Steve, as you're talking about that, take the next 6 or 7 minutes that we have and encourage our listeners, you know, those that are part of this podcast audience, two things, you know, to find the right books to read and to pass along to others, but also to find that story within themselves. How can they go about entering this journey of writing and speaking and, you know, publishing? So let's end by hearing your thoughts and your wisdom on that.
I'll give you two quick pieces of scripture about books. The first one, Ecclesiastes 12, which is at the end, Solomon says, of the making of many books, there is no end. And John in his gospel, and this is really important. This is profound. John in his gospel, at the very end of his gospel, very, very end of it, he says, Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have the room for the books that would be written. Mm. And to me, that speaks to the author or the potential author. It hasn't been all written down. Mm. I've done that before. No, nobody, people have heard this before. No, they haven't heard it before because they haven't heard it from your experience. Mm. So to me, if you have a pull, a desire to write something down, don't think of it as, I'm not qualified to do that. People have heard this before. You're responsible for your message.
Wow.
And this is a magical time in our history where you can make that happen. Mm-hmm. You can make it happen for nothing, thanks to people like Amazon. The possibility is there. So I would say this. I would say that don't think you're not qualified. If you have something inside you, don't think you're not qualified. Write it down. A lot of our new authors that don't have an audience, don't have any means, I said, well, it's free to write it down. Just write it down. Let God take care of it after that. But it's free to get it down, to get it out. And so to me, that we have an opportunity today that we've never had before in our history, that it is free to leave something for others. It is free to share your message with the world, where before maybe you could just share it with your town or your village. Today, you're free to share that with the world. It's very, very, very important. And just like John said 2,000 years ago, the books aren't done. They're not finished. So please be encouraged that today you're in this magical time in history where you really can share your message with the world.
And if they decide that which they've shared on social media is not to be left there, that's not to be the only place, what steps can they take next to put it in print or to find other ways to make the comments known?
We serve leaders primarily, but and let me tell you, a leader isn't the guy in front of 1,000 people. The leader is somebody with an idea or a thought or a message that's willing to share it, whether it's on a street corner or whether it's in your school or anywhere else. And we serve people with Christian messages just because we don't have time. We don't have time for the rest. There are more books than can be published. So I have to publish the books that have that message that's going to change lives. But go to truepotentialmedia.com, truepotentialmedia.com, and just look around. We tried to make the path kind of friendly, but just look around. And the difference between putting something up on Amazon for free if you want to is the difference between trying to do something. It's like going to the Indianapolis 500 with a car you built in your garage, as opposed to going to the Indianapolis 500 with a car that can actually run the race. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that arrogantly, but I'm saying if you want to share your message with the world, and if it's important enough to share with the world, go ahead and invest in that. Invest your time in that. Invest your work in that, and then invest in presenting it with the world. Mm.
I appreciate that, Steve. Mm. I think one of the things I admire and appreciate about True Potential Media is, and I didn't know this when I started down this journey, I'm blessed to have Chris Maxwell, who is a published author, and I picked his brain. I still pick his brain all the time. He's so good at many things that I'm just not good at. But one of the things I've appreciated is the coaching. When I have conversations with you, Steve, I always enjoy my conversations because I like you. I genuinely like you and I trust you, but you also push me. You coach me. You push a little harder. When Chris and I talk about you, there's always a reference to something you're saying, and Steve wants me to do this. Well, it's not Steve wanting us to do that for Steve. It's something you're trying to pull out of us because you care about the message and you care about the messengers.
Yeah. And we appreciate that, Steve.
Amen.
We appreciate that you've done. And I'm thinking now as we get ready to end this, your story, Steve, all the places that you could have stopped or not continued letting the Spirit of the Lord guide you, but you continued the journey. I mean, you're like, you know, it's one of my chapter titles. I mean, we don't want you just to enjoy the journey. We want you to endure the adventure that God has for us, all of those who are listening. And Steve, I think your story is a reminder that in those moments when we're thinking about, it's never quite been done this way before, or I don't know that I'm the one to do it, that might be the very revelation we need for God to guide us, saying, yes, that means now is the time. And it also means that you are the one. So Steve, I believe people are listening to this and maybe they need to write a story and just put it in a piece of paper and put it in a card and give it to somebody. And that's all they need to do, but their words can make a difference. And then there are others that need to put it on social media. Their words can bring life and make a difference. And then there are others that need to contact you or just contact friends and editors and work on putting together a book and believe that their story can make a difference. So Steve, before we close this, Tracy and I just want to thank you again for,
yes, sir,
for your comments, for your thoughts. This has been great, both of these episodes. So we appreciate it very much. And we will encourage our audience to go to your website and to think about what they are supposed to do. Because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it's like, you know, those words of that Word can somehow become words that are given to us and given through us and let us pass on to other people so that in some way through words and stories, we can help them make their next steps their best steps.
Thanks for joining us on Next Step Leadership, a weekly conversation dedicated to your personal growth and leadership development. Chris and I are so glad you joined us. You can find us on your favorite podcast providers. Do us a favor and hit subscribe. And if you really want to help us, give us a rating. We so appreciate your support. Check out our show notes for more information regarding guest contact information. Tracy Reynolds' new book, Second Chair Leadership, How to Serve, Thrive, and Lead from Where You Play, is available now at ctracyreynolds.com or Amazon. Chris Maxwell's 11th book, Equilibrium, 31 Ways to Stay Balanced on Life's Uneven Surfaces, is available now at chrismaxwell.me or Amazon, where you can find all of Chris's previous books as well. Our featured music is by Casual Americans. You can find their musical releases at casualamericans.com or your favorite music supplier. We release Next Step Leadership each Thursday, so join us again next week on the Next Step Journey, a conversation dedicated to helping you make your next step your best step. Things fill my
What? Ooh, are you the center of the universe?